11 minutes after 4 o'clock, hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. He's Matt Douglas. I'm Andy Bullbarch, covering a wide variety of different topics today, having some fun with that Lorain County burger battle. And we need to go to the hotline for the first time today. And we bring in Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Andy?
We are lovely, enjoying the sunshine and the fall temperatures, the changing of the leaves. It's a lot of fun to look around outside right now. Deceivingly cool out there as well. But that's what you come to expect this time of the year in this part of the state. But you guys are doing something very awesome right now. You're sending out 1,000 sensory kits to preschoolers in Elyria. Tell us all about these kits and what they contain.
Well, the kits are part of our sensory processing awareness campaign. And many people aren't aware that one out of every six children who are aged 3 to 5 have a significant concern with their ability to process the information from their senses. And that's a mouthful, but what it means is that kids take in too much information from what they're hearing, what they're seeing, what they're touching, and they're not able to focus in the classroom. So the example I give is that sometimes people are familiar that a child with autism might cover their ears when a noise is too loud. Well, we found out about sensory processing through autism, but it turns out that lots of kids who don't have autism have similar problems with processing that information. So if you think about a kid who's entering kindergarten who hasn't been identified yet, they're hearing the noise from those 24 other kids much louder than a typical child would. And as a result, they're not able to focus on what the teacher is saying and learn in the classroom. And so what these kits are is it's got some red flags for what parents could look at. And then they can, if they're concerned about their child, bring them up to Elyria Public Library and meet with a professional for a free consult to see if it is something that they should be concerned about and how to get some help.
We will get into the sensory processing red flags. I know that's part of those kits. We'll get to those in just a moment, but I want to hit on the last part of what you said about the sensory consult sessions going on. There are a couple coming up. What can you tell us about these?
Well, they're free, first of all. The one in Elyria is on Thursday, November 15th, and what we have is 15-minute sessions where a parent can bring their child up to Elyria Public Library at the West River branch. They must have a pre-registration, which they can do at our website, but they can bring their child up with them and answer some questionnaires, meet one-on-one with a pediatric occupational therapist, get some ideas and strategies about what they could do in the home, and then see if this is something significant enough that they think that they should be referred on to go meet with an occupational therapist on an ongoing basis. So it's a great way for parents who might say, I'm not sure if this is a big deal or a little deal, to bring their child up to the library and find out from a pediatric professional if this is something their child needs.
You had mentioned the kits are primarily for preschoolers, but these sensory consult sessions, are these for all ages or are these just for preschoolers as well?
Yeah, any child. So anyone aged birth through 18 years of old, if you have a child you're concerned about these red flags, absolutely, you'd be welcome to bring your child up as long as you pre-register ahead of time. But yes, the kits, we just distributed out to 3 to 5 year olds. That way we could target, really, we hit every 3 to 5 year old in a preschool or daycare in Elyria. The idea was to hit every child, and I'm so proud that we were able to do that through a grant through the Bendix Corporation, as well as we had an awful lot of help through the North Ridgeville Kiwanis in assembling all these kits. And I'm just super excited that we're going to be able to make a difference in the lives of children in Elyria.
Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids is our guest here on Bullseye on the afternoon. I mentioned we'd come back around to the sensory processing red flags that you guys have put in these kits. For those that aren't familiar with what some of those processing red flags are, could you kind of expand on that?
Yeah, so let me give, like I said, I mentioned the example already of, you know, a child who might overhear the information, and so things might be louder to them. You know, they might describe that a fire truck going by sounds painful to them. Other things, it could be somebody who's a really extreme picky eater. Now, most, you know, toddlers and preschoolers are picky, but this would be somebody who has gotten down. They won't even put food in their mouth if it's too squishy or it smells wrong. That'd be a great example of a red flag. Another thing that we have are we call them descriptions of kids. So like zoomers, kids that are constantly zooming around and bumping and crashing into things. That's a great example of a child who might have a red flag. Or my favorite is the volcano. And that's a kid who holds it together all day, maybe at preschool and daycare, comes home and erupts. A lot of times parents think that they're just tired, but really it could be that their information that they're taking in from their senses is just too much. And if they were to get some intervention and therapy, they'd be able to handle the stress of that day much better.
Sarah, you mentioned the through 8 years old, and is this something that people kind of learn to cope with as they get older, or does it ever go away? What are we looking at, I guess, with kids?
Well, yeah, you know, so what we found is that it is really something that most people over time, like we said, 1 out of 6 of kids when they hit kindergarten, it's significant enough to be able to interfere with their ability to learn. And yet, if they were to get occupational therapy, which is usually covered by insurance, it's something that they can be able to integrate their senses a lot faster and be able to learn a lot better. And so that's why early intervention is so much better. Mm-hmm. Most people over time will learn the coping mechanisms on their own. However, what I think is so important about what this research and this awareness campaign is doing is saying we're asking so much out of these kindergartners and first graders to sit still and to pay attention. If we can identify that it's hard for them to pay attention in that classroom because they're taking in too much information from their clothing is too itchy, from the noise that's surrounding them, then what we can do is ensure that they're able to learn quicker and they're going to do better academically.
Obviously, that's a huge part of the development of a child, especially with their brain. It does, obviously, that plays a certain role in why you'd want to get this taken care of, right?
Absolutely. And the best part is, you know, most insurance covers it. And I think most parents just aren't aware of it. You know, you and I, like when we might see somebody who's reacting to a situation, we may not think that it's actually information coming in from their senses. We might think that they're just being behavioral, like the kid who's running around and crashing. You know, they might think, oh, that's just a really active boy. Or, you know, another red flag we have on there is the lone wolf, somebody who is hesitant to enter, let's say, a birthday party, for example, and is at the door. Many parents dismiss this as shy or timid. And it could be that they have that temperament, but it could be that the noise and the lights from the party is overwhelming them. And so if you identify it that it's sensory and you get them the help that they need, then they'll be able to enter those events with confidence, you know, and do so much better in life. If you can sort of, if we can understand and help the parents identify who out of those 1 out of 6 kids really could benefit from this kind of therapy. And that it's really just that their brain isn't taking in the information from their skin, from their sights, the sounds, they're either taking in too much information or not enough. If we can educate parents about that, then I think we're just going to help a whole new generation of kids.
Again, we're talking with Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And I understand October is Kindness Month. And I know this is one of the ways you guys are celebrating this, but in what other ways are you guys celebrating October being Kindness Month?
Well, one of our big things we do is we actually have a nomination process right now where you can go to connectingforkids.org and nominate a child who is kind to his peers. Maybe they would be selected for our annual Kind Kid Award. We also have wonderful ideas going on in our Facebook group all month where we're talking about kind things that children can do for others. You know, even the smallest of preschoolers can open a door for somebody or let someone go first in line for them. And then lastly, what we're doing is in many of our programs this month, we're talking about kindness, whether it's our Teach Me to Play and we're focusing on sharing, or whether it's our music therapy and more and we're focusing on taking turns. There's lots we can do to really reinforce kind acts with the children in our community.
You guys also have a few other programs coming up as well. I'm not sure if these are yours specifically or you're doing them in conjunction with the Avon branch of the Lorain Public Library, or there's also one at the Elyria Public Library as well. You guys have a musical toolbox coming up at the Avon branch of the Lorain Public Library and also the adapted story time at the Elyria Public Library. What kinds of details can you share about those programs?
Yeah, no, these are both programs put on by our library partners. We're so proud of them. And both of those programs are actually designed for children who have some kind of developmental need. So this would be something where a child might struggle in a regular story time, you can bring them to the adapted story time, and they can practice those skills about how to learn and listen to a story and be introduced in a safe and welcoming atmosphere. So, and whether that's because they have a formal diagnosis like an autism spectrum disorder, or maybe they're just too impulsive to be able to sit through a normal story time. So it's a great program. I really encourage families to come and check it out, as well as the one at the Avon branch where it's a musical toolbox. It's a fun time to come and learn how to use music to help improve language and social skills. We're really, you know, our library partners have done an amazing job of opening up more and more adaptive programming in our community for families so that children with all needs can find information and support at their local libraries.
Well, Sarah, before we let you go, speaking of information, if our listeners out there would like some more about the sensory kits and, of course, the sensory consult sessions that you mentioned earlier coming up, where can they go to get some more information on both of those?
Well, the easiest thing to do would be go to our website at connectingforkids.org, and that's forkids.org, or they can call us at 440-570-5908. We take text as well. That's 440-570-5908.
Good deal. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. It's certainly a pleasure to have you on as always, and we look forward to doing it again soon.
Well, thank you, Andy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a happy fall.
Thank you very much, Sarah. You do the same. Again, Sarah Rintamaki with Connecting for Kids.